I'm Joyce Meyer, and I believe that God can heal you everywhere you hurt.
Friends, welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life. Today, we continue our discussion about praying big prayers on our Talk It Out podcast, where Joyce discusses some very important aspects of prayer together with me and Aaron Cluley. Have you ever considered there may be one major thing blocking your prayers from being answered? Well, it may be easy to overlook it or even make excuses for it, so you don't want to miss this discussion. It's encouraging, it's inspiring, and it is going to help you to pray even bigger prayers and see God work in big ways in your life. I hope it will encourage you.
You think of how some of the things that we pray that we take for granted really are miraculous big prayers.
Oh, yeah.
Just something as simple as, God, forgive me.
Yes. Right.
I mean, what kind of power that took, all that God went through to send Jesus to be on the cross, to die, to take our sin, to be resurrected.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so hard for us sometimes to accept that forgiveness.
Right.
And I think that's part of it, too. It's like we don't feel worthy. We feel guilty. And it's not about our feelings anymore. It's about God is so big that he already has taken care of it. So we pray some things that we kind of shrug off and don't realize what a big important prayer that it is. God, help me to see people the way that you see them.
Yeah, right.
Wow,
yeah.
What a miracle that is for God to help us to do. It
help
changes
me love
things.
That person the way they are, not the way I want them to be.
Yes.
I was making a list of the things that I thought were like big prayers. Like if Joyce is going to tell me to pray big ones, I'm going to write down what they are. And so I had that thought too, like the things that I think are big are probably not the things you're talking about. It's not too... I mean, there's some serious things. Like a friend wrote in, she said, I've been so anxious lately and have been having panic attacks. And whenever I pray, I feel as though my anxiety is too big for God to hear my prayers. That's a big prayer to pray to God.
Yeah.
But some of the things you're saying are so big that I don't give the credit to. And the work that God is doing in me and in others, I see as small, but it's the biggest of them all.
Yeah. And, you know, a good thing for people to pray for is that they will receive the forgiveness of God and not live under condemnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You not know. Feel it. I love that you said receive it.
Yeah, yeah, receive it.
Because it's not about let me
feeling.
Feel it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
I know I keep saying, talking about things that God spoke to my heart, but that's how you learn over the years.
Yeah.
You know, God speaks through his word, but he also speaks in our heart. And he said, you know, you've used your faith for everything imaginable. Now, if you want to use it for something really big, use it to live free from guilt and condemnation.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Which what did you say to him?
What freedom
well,
that brings.
I mean, God's taught me a lot about that over the years. But when we ask God to forgive us for something, if we really believe he did, then the guilt has to go. Because when the sin is removed, there's nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah.
So if I continue to feel guilty after I've asked God to forgive me, then really what I'm trying to do is add to what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that his sacrifice wasn't enough. So now I got to feel bad for 3 days.
Yeah.
And be mad at myself and hate myself. It takes a lot of faith when you've done something wrong to just ask God to forgive you, to receive it, and go on.
Why is it easier for us to believe that for someone else? We have no question that God will forgive them or work in their life. It's more difficult to pray those big things about things in our own life.
I think the enemy comes against us with doubt when it comes to, you know, things about ourselves. And, you know, I think it's in Hebrews 12, it says to get rid of everything that's a hindrance to us and get rid of all the weights and looking away from all that will distract unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Well, nothing distracts me from God more than feeling bad about myself.
Oh, so true.
Over something that I did wrong that I've already repented for.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back and undo it. I can repent 20 more times, but, you know, the Lord forgives you the first time you ask, if you ask in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so how about that as a goal for this year, to live free from condemnation and not,
that's huge,
you know, not feel guilty for days and days every time you make a mistake, to believe that God is big enough to wash away that sin. I mean, I've got a message prepared that I haven't preached yet called Once and For All. And, you know, if I said to you, wouldn't it be great if you could clean your house today and when you get done say, it's done once and for all. I never have to do it again.
Wouldn't
that be great? Shall I wave my magic wand to make that happen? But
wave over this direction.
You made all the ladies very happy right now.
But the Bible says the as concerning the forgiveness of our sins, that he did this once and for all, completely and forever. Jesus has really already forgiven every sin that we're ever going to commit.
Yeah,
I mean, he already paid the price. He already shed his blood. It's already a done deal. All we have to do is repent, admit our sins, and then receive what he gave us. But we really haven't received it if we continue to feel guilty.
You know, I think about the way a lot of little kids are, and still many, many adults who are like, every night I've got to go through the whole list. And if I miss anything, you know, if I don't ask for this one sin to be forgiven, then I may not go to the right place, you know? And it really is a big God who can look at your heart and know all those things.
Right.
And one of the big things that God has me praying, you know, Lord, search me and know me and take out everything in me that does not bring you glory. And everything.
Ooh, I mean, you're going to be so much better to be around when God answers that prayer.
Joyce is like, thank you, Lord, that
thank
you're talking
God
to her about
Ginger's
that way.
For that. No.
Working on her for you.
But that's a big prayer because everything, there's a lot of gunk in there, you know.
Well, now that you've prayed it, get ready for God to deal with
you. I know, it's a little scary when you pray some of those
things.
It's
like praying for patience. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
That's why these big prayers are kind of scary.
I'm going to pray for patience. I don't really want to because I know I'll get a problem.
Yeah. I'll give it to you. One other area of this that I think is kind of on a different perspective of why we don't ask God for big things is because we don't actually believe that he'll do it. And past experiences.
We don't believe he'll do it for us.
Correct. I know for sure he's going to do it for you and you. I don't sometimes believe he's going to do it for me because of past experiences with him where I thought he was going to for sure come through the way that I asked for and he didn't. So therefore, I just don't think he's going to do it. Mm-hmm. So why would I ask and put myself out there?
Well,
she's looking at you for the answer.
You tell me why and how to fix it.
It's funny how you guys are on this program. It's like you ask all these big questions and you sit there and look at me.
We do. But you usually know the answer.
Well, you know what? The answer to every bit of this is trust.
Yeah, for sure.
If you ask God for something way back here and you didn't get it, it was because it wasn't right for you.
Yeah.
God never withholds anything good from us that we ask for unless we're not mature enough to handle it, it's not right, or many times we're asking for things that we feel in our heart, and what we feel is really right, but we're asking out of God's timing. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
it's hard to understand that.
I mean,
sometimes.
I think about when I tried to go on television years before God put me on TV. And it was a total disaster. In 6 months, we got one piece of mail. And I was trying to have a talk show, which I'm gotten a little better at, you know. But I was going to bring people on like you, and we were going to talk. Well, I'd ask a question and then answer the question I asked them.
That's why we ask you questions.
I wouldn't let anybody else talk. And so I'm not always the best interviewer, but that timing thing. So see, maybe you asked God for something and you didn't understand that he had something better he wanted to give you, or that if he would have given it to you then, it might have actually hurt you.
Yeah.
And so that should not deter you from the next time.
So how did you come back around? So you asked him, he says no. And then in 6 months, it's different. Did you ask again, or did he just... did the old prayer count?
Has that one expired yet?
Oh,
do I renew it? I just you left. But that just shows the faith that you had, that it didn't work the one
You're
time.
You're asking some stuff.
Sometimes you don't want it anymore. You know, when God begins to work in
sometimes
your life.
I don't think there's a biblical answer to that. Does the old prayer
I stumped her. Write this down.
Does the old prayer not work anymore? Do I need a new one? Where do you even come up with this stuff?
I don't know, Joyce. I got a bag of them. You know, wait. You wait for me to pull up.
Yeah, you're going to be interesting to talk to over the next few years, I can tell.
It is so much about the way our minds work. We try to put God in a finite box.
We do.
Mm. We try to make God be like our human understanding.
Yeah.
Boy, I have done that for years. Yeah. And you do find that you change and don't want the same thing because God is working. But let's be honest, you also have things that go wrong, that there just is no answer for.
Right. Yeah.
That we don't ever understand all of God because he is so big and why the hard things happen and all of that. But it comes so much down to, at some point, I have to have peace in the fact that I'm not going to be able to figure everything out.
Well, I got an answer from God to your question while you were talking.
I knew it.
I'm glad I rambled for a while and got
it.
What'd he say?
I had to be quiet for a minute. It was like Jesus when he wrote on the ground, you know, for a minute.
Lord, help me answer Aaron.
He told him what to do. You know, it's never going to hurt to pray again. God won't get mad if you pray again.
That's true. That's a good point.
You don't have to worry about, does the old prayer still count? That's so funny.
Okay,
so,
let me throw you another one.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Just get ready. Okay, so in culture today, a lot of people talk about having a scarcity mindset. So based upon maybe what they've experienced, there was lack. So there isn't enough for us to all have enough. So you can't take, because if you have it, I can't have it.
I didn't even know that that was a thing.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Whether it's love or success or money.
Yes.
But that's all fear-based.
Very much.
That has nothing to do with faith.
No, but I think that translates into the church. And I think our view of how we see God can sometimes be through that same lens. Because if I ask and he doesn't give it to me, or if you're asking, did you take it all and he can't help me too? Is there a limit to what he can do? And
no.
I think we wrap him in a box.
There are no limits to God. You cannot put him in a box. He is so... I read it in Paul's prayer here. Apparently nobody listened to me.
I love that. I'm sorry, try again.
So that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe.
And I think we leave that out because I have a limit.
Yeah.
And I put that limit on him.
Well, see, there's your answer.
There's my problem.
Yeah.
You know, I know this sounds simple because I've been at this for 40 years with God. So there's, you know, you learn a lot over that period of time. But the whole thing that God wants from us is he just wants us to trust him in everything. No matter what it is, if I didn't get it, trust him. Ask for anything you want, but if you don't get it, trust that there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I do think sometimes if something keeps coming up in you and keeps coming up in you, that maybe is indication that God does want you to have it.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to change the way you pray a little bit. It's like, God, this is still on my heart, and I've prayed about it before and didn't get it. So I'm just asking you when the time is right.
That's really good.
To give it to me and to get, you
and
know.
And help me understand what you want.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to get it in a way that is not the way you want me to go about it. Sometimes we get, you know, like God doesn't give us a blueprint for our whole life. He gives us manna for one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And so you can only deal with what you know.
Right.
And there's so much more that we don't know than what we do know. But I think if we focus our prayers this year on what can I do for other people, this week in particular, every morning when I've woken up, I go and I get my coffee right away, and then I go from my chair, spend my time with Jesus, and then I would just purposely think about and pray for all the people that are going to wake up this morning and have nobody. Mm-hmm. The woman that's going to wake up this morning, be afraid that when her husband wakes up, he's going to abuse her. Mm-hmm. Are all the people that are going to wake up in a hospital racked with pain from cancer? You know, we don't, Yes, we can ask God for anything that we want or need. There's nothing so big that you cannot ask God for it. But I it's just important to me that people don't just do that and not care about the things that are more important to God, which is not necessarily me getting what me wants. See, I've found out if I do God's will, he'll take care of me. So if I... Have you ever thought about the fact that you can have a problem that you can't solve, but at the same time, God will anoint you to help somebody else and solve their problem?
Yes.
Doesn't that
baffling.
Make you mad?
Yes.
Why does God prevent you from helping yourself while he lets you help somebody else? Because he doesn't want you. He wants you to help other people. Then you're sowing seed for him to bring a harvest in your life. He doesn't want you doing it for yourself. He wants to do it for you.
Yeah. Which we could so easily miss because we're so focused on ourselves.
Works of the flesh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Here's a verse that I think is a great one as we kind of wrap this up.
Oh, are we done already?
Well, we've got a few more minutes. We can talk about more. But,
I got questions.
But this is so beautiful.
We could talk about prayer for
more questions. Luke 1:45 says, "Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises for her."
Right.
And so
but it doesn't say when.
Exactly. And it's not about just everything you ask for. It's his promises for her.
Right.
His promises for you, whatever it is that you're praying for. That if you're asking for God's promises, it's different than just those things that we want, and maybe even what feels really important at the time. It's hard to understand, but I think that's a really beautiful one to stand on. When we're talking about asking God for big things, this is about having the faith for the big things that are in line with God's word and his will for us.
Well, the Bible says in Mark 11, anything we ask for, even up to move that mountain, that God will give it to us, but it does not say when.
No.
And it says, and when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, loose it, and let it go.
Yeah, go do that first.
We cannot talk about prayer today without saying, if you're holding unforgiveness against somebody, that's probably why your prayer's not getting answered.
And this has been really on your heart, too. This has been really important.
I am astounded. 80, 90% of people, when I ask, you know, if they're angry at someone or mad at someone. I mean, you saw it at the women's conference that we had not too long. I mean, 90% of the people stood up for prayer.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm glad that they're bold enough to say, I need help in this area. But
with forgiveness specifically.
There's so much strife.
Yeah.
In the world today. And forgiveness, when we don't forgive people, it hinders our prayers. My daughter said yesterday, she said, you said something on your program this morning that was profound. Well, I didn't watch my program, but she said, you said that God forgives, and there's a scripture, that God forgives our sins for his own sake.
How's that
Say
work?
More.
Say more.
Yeah.
Okay. Then why does he ask us to forgive other people? It's for us.
Oh, wow.
God forgives us for his own sake. He doesn't want that in him. He doesn't want to be mad at us. He doesn't want to have something against us. So he forgives us for his own sake. And so when he's asking me to forgive somebody that's hurt me, it's not for them.
Yeah.
It's really not for them. I'm not doing them a favor. It's for me. I don't have to have that burden. I don't have to have that misery inside of me, that bitterness, that poison on the inside of me. And if we don't forgive people, the Bible does say plainly that God will not answer our prayers.
Wow. Yeah, that really teaches us so much on two levels.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that God is just waiting to forgive us. He's
going
to do it. Mm-hmm. He wants to do it.
Right.
So if we give that to him, it is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some responsibility in this as well.
God never asks us to do for anybody else what he has not done for us. And he never asks us to do anything that we can't do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people with unforgiveness, they think, but I'm justified in my unforgiveness. But we are never justified in our unforgiveness. God is the only one that can justify us.
It just makes us feel like we have the power.
And he does that by his blood.
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a question just as we're finishing. This one's good. It's not hard or silly.
No question, silly.
I'm still trying to get over the last one.
So I've worked for you for a long time, and it's not every year, but sometimes you'll have a thought for the year, just something God has put on your heart for the year. So for this to be the thing that has been put on your heart for 2024, what is it that makes this so special to you and so important to you at this time?
Well, I feel like that we are in a time in the world and in the church when, I'm just going to say this plain because we don't have a ton of time left, there's a lot of mixture in the church and in Christians' lives. You know, they believe in God. Things are getting kind of lukewarm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like go a little bit with the world and go a little bit with God. Mm. And I really want people to go full on with God and really be bold enough to take a stand in the world and say, that's not right, and I'm not going to take part in it. I don't care if I never have one friend in the whole world. I'm going to go with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand with what he wants. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, and it's recorded in Revelation, and it's really kind of scary, I would rather that you be hot or cold. Because if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's when we really stop and think about some of these things, and I've been thinking lately, so many people don't realize, and this is not to scare anybody, but it's just reality. The day is going to come when we're going to stand before God and give an account of our lives. Mm-hmm. And so now, right now is the time to make a decision to be a full-on, fully committed Christian, not just one who's a Christian on Sunday and back to being like the world on Monday. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take a lot of prayer in your life.
Yeah.
It may not be prayers for things. I know. If you do what God asks you to do, he will reward you. The Bible says that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Mm-hmm. And he gives us, if we put him first, he gives us the desires of our heart. You don't have to worry about not getting your stuff, you know, your things.
Yeah.
God will give you whatever you want that's right for you. And it's okay
so
to
much
ask
more
for
than
them.
You ever knew you needed.
And it's perfectly fine to ask for them, mm-hmm. but don't just camp on top of that mm-hmm. and make that the only thing. You know, like let's just take, for example, maybe a single woman who wants to get married. Okay, well, it's perfectly fine to pray that God will bring you a husband. But then going about your business and serve God with your whole heart, don't just make it a thing where I can never be happy if I don't get what I want.
Right.
You know, we gotta let's just put God first.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't think anything else needs to be said.
I don't either.
Just thank you so much. And we just want to encourage all of you. A big God is loving you in such a big way that he can handle everything about you.
Yes.
And that when you give it all to him, he will take care of every need. You can go to joycemeyer.org/talkitout. You can watch all of our other episodes. You can find out more about the podcast and us, and you can find out a whole lot of really great stuff at joycemeyer.org about what it means to walk with Jesus and more of Joyce's teachings. So thank you all so much for being with us. Thank you, friends. It's been fun. Good questions, good answers.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to pick on me again.
Oh, Joyce. You don't know what's coming.
Well, I'll see you later.
Bye.